This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I call upon you, especially now. Boy, are they just starting to really come out. More killings from the left, this time a politician. Well, not quite. Not quite. But perhaps an assassination attempt on a politician. That's what we have now. Steve Scalise, critical condition after the shooting yesterday in Alexandria, Virginia. Practice baseball. You go out and get shot. I guess that's the motto. Practice baseball, get shot. If you're a politician. Hunting season on politicians on the diamond. Which is really what happened yesterday. But more importantly, we have passed the Rubicon in this country. And we've been brought to this by boiling our environment slowly around us. Getting us used to the notion of violence and killings over the last 8 years. And before that, of course. I mean, this has been something the left has been trying to work towards for a long time. Overthrow of this country. And now they've just come out and made the really first attempt to assassinate a politician in a big public way yesterday. This is where it's headed. This is where it's headed. I mean, and we've been talking about this, is that, you know, geez, especially as we were talking about the Berkeley riots, we started to see that people were starting to become more violent towards one another, both on the right and the left in those protests. And we said, nine yet, not a good idea, because this is their way to ramp up the level of violence. All during the last 8 years, we've seen a president under his administration, wink, wink, nod, nod, the highest number of mass murders in our nation's history under President Barack Hussein Obama, 114. Three people killed per event represents a mass murder. Mother Jones qualifier, by the way. Not mine, not Agenda 21. We use that one. That's the standard. Documented. Now, is that boiling the frog slowly? Over 8 years, yes, it is. Because there's always a shooting. There's always a shooting. There's always a shooting and always a shooting. Now there's an assassination attempt. Get it? And this is my point to all of you. This is not going to be the first one. Politicians, arm up. Get yourselves a CCW. Get yourself a CCW. Carry a gun at all times. Shoot back. And yesterday's a classic example. There was a shooting in San Francisco, UPS building. We'll give you some details on that. Not today, tomorrow. Today we're working on the politicians part of it. But the level of violence is supposed to be, at this point in time, like acceptable to us. It's like ISIS and terrorism. Terrorism in Europe. It's just, hey, it's not a big deal. It's a big city. And, of course, Donald Trump jumps all over the mayor, Sadiq Khan, about his sort of apathetic approach towards the terror attack, the last one that just occurred. And everybody rages on Trump. When, you know, when a terrorist attack occurs, it's a terrorist attack. It's a serious thing. And the guy's not taking it. Oh, it's nothing to see here. Just move along. That's what they want you to think. Now, we're going to have to push back at some point in time against the left. And it's going to have to be every exceptional American on deck to do that. Because they're just going to keep on doing these sort of things. We know what the MO is here, ladies and gentlemen. Now we can work to stop it. But I'm telling you, they're going to escalate against politicians. This is what they always do when they want to overthrow a democracy. Problem that they have, and we're talking about these worldwide elitists who want to destroy this country and plunder our riches as a nation. This country has the most energy of any country in the world right now. We're the dominant, and we will for generations. You don't think the totalitarians want that for themselves? China doesn't want California? Hello? China, with their own economic problems, as we know. Chris Street's outlined that. Look for big problems in China. But they want California. It's pretty obvious. They've been buying up California land like crazy. Yeah, and other parts of the nation, I know, but California in particular. Why do you think Jerry Brown went to see Xi Jinping? Why do you think? Got to keep that stoking, don't we? For Jerry Brown. Because after all, California's flat broke. In fact, we're beyond flat broke. Wait for the budget problems with California coming up shortly, in the next few months. They're major. And why? Because Jerry Brown squandered the money. He's been squandering and spending. That's what he's been doing. And the legislature's been, oh, you're so happy, we're going to let him do it. Because it's a monoparty socialist party. We're going to be talking about that this hour. Joel Kotkin has written an article about California's dissension into socialism. Now, we've been saying that for years here on Agenda 21. And I welcome Joel in his comments. But it's some reality check that down there in Southern California, they haven't quite maybe realized it, that socialism has just consumed them now. Capitalism is kaput in Southern California, which is the socialist dream, which is what these totalitarians want to do. The communists, you heard Trevor Loudon on Agenda 21 radio just a week ago, in this very hour, outline what is going on in communist California. And how Jerry Brown has been turning it into communist California. I mean, you have to really figure something's up. When this radical socialist communist from the 70s was elected governor in 76, served two terms, and then all of a sudden, doink, he pops up again in violation of the Constitution in California and runs for a third and fourth term. Did you might think that maybe something was up with that? Maybe he's their boy to bring in socialism, totalitarianism into California, the most populous state in the nation. Do we want to forget that, ladies and gentlemen? The most populous state in the nation, so we can run gun laws through. We can disarm everybody. And so goes California, so goes the nation. Socialist, communist California. Leading the way. Not with exceptional Americans. We need your help, exceptional Americans. Time to stand up. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
We're going to try to get a little bit lighthearted here for a moment before we start delving into this Mueller probe. and the garbage that goes on with that. And I really am hesitant about getting into the Mueller probe because just fire the guy. He's fired. I mean, all right. So we're going to, but you got to be informed and, you know, kind of armed up about what's going on, especially with the Mueller probe. A couple of things. Trump's approval rate is at 47%. This is Rasmussen. By the way, one of the strongest of the polls. I use them quite often in the USC poll and things like that. Says the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Thursday shows that 47% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 53% disapprove. The latest figure for Trump includes 30% who strongly approve of the way that Trump is performing and 44% who strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index of negative 14. It's starting to sound like Obama. Says a sizable number of voters, including most Republicans, believe former FBI Director James Comey should be punished for leaking to the media. It's just funny the way these articles are written and what I'm going to talk about in a second. And you'll get it, what I'm talking about. It says, following Comey's public testimony before a Senate panel last week, voters tend to believe that President Trump tried to interfere with the Russian probe. But as usual, party affiliation makes a big difference. 54% of voters think Congress should investigate whether Loretta Lynch, President Obama's attorney general, sought to influence the FBI's probe of Hillary Clinton's handling of the secret information of her inner emails. Okay, so we got that one. Now, James Comey says, believe former James Comey should be punished. That's part of the scale here. Okay, that's great. Now, in the next one, Vladimir Putin enters the fray. This is from The Hill. When I read this morning, I was busting up. It's time to turn a little lighthearted here. At Farmers, they've seen everything. I'm telling you, it's just terrible that they've seen everything. I have no idea why they've seen everything. Anyway, it says Russian President Vladimir Putin. Are you ready for this? Vladimir Putin has said that he would offer to give, are you ready for this, asylum to former FBI Director James Comey. Doesn't the guy have a little bit of personality? What do you think? I think he does. I think he's got some personality there. So he's saying that what we have here is a failure to communicate. Not really. I think this is great. I think this is hysterical. You go, Vlad. I mean, seriously, you go, Vlad.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday offered to give political asylum to former FBI Director James Comey, poking at tensions between Comey and President Trump. Quote, if Comey will be under the threat of political persecution, we are ready to accept him here, Putin said at a press conference, according to a Russian state media outlet. Comey testified last week that Trump pressured him to, quote, let go of the FBI investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, before Trump fired him. Comey acknowledged leaking his personal memos about his conversations with Trump to the media, which the White House has seized on to attack the former FBI director's credibility. Putin compared Comey's decision to leak details of conversations with Trump to the actions of Edward Snowden, the National Security Agency leaker who was granted asylum by Russia.
Oh, it's the Snowden angle. See? Isn't that great? Isn't that a great way to look at it? It's the Snowden angle. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together, ladies and gentlemen? He's got major personality. I love this guy. Comey testified that, of course, Trump pressured him to let go of the FBI investigation. This is strange. This is a quote now. How then is the director of the FBI any different from Snowden? He is not a head of the special services, but a human rights activist, Putin said. You got to love what Putin's doing here. I understand the dictator thing with Putin. I get all that. But, you know, this is just, these Dems are just getting slammed here. That must just make them cringe that Putin was, hey, James, come on over. You're tall, I'm small. That's great. We'll just get along swimmingly. Maybe Comey will go to jail. I don't know. I'm just a person. But I do know one thing, that Robert Mueller, former FBI director, special counsel now, who's investigating Trump for possible obstruction of justice at this point. And this came out in the Washington Post last night. I read it and I thought, great. Just more distraction away from the real issues of the country, of course. This is their plan. It's been, what, 10 months? This whole thing has been going on. Hello? And nothing's been happening. There's no there. They just had a whole thing with Comey the other day. There's no there. Nothing. Now they get obstruction. We have the shooting, by the way. Isn't it interesting that just really in the throw of all this stuff about the shooting yesterday, they come out with a Mueller revelation that there's going to be obstruction of justice to be looked at. And we already know there's no there. There's no obstruction. And, of course, they're going to demand tax records, business dealings. How far back does it go for the president? They're going to play their own proctology examination on Trump. That's what they're going to do. I think it's useless. I say stop it. I voted for Trump, not Mueller, nor the Democrats. They're flailing. But Mueller is actually setting himself up for failure. Again, the rope is out there for Trump if he wants to pull it. The rope is out there if he so chooses. That's the big question. Does he want to do that? We don't know if he wants to do that or not. You know, I want it over myself, but I understand if we got to drain the swamp, this is the kind of stuff that we have to go through. Is we have to experience this.
FBI director, he appeared before the Senate Intelligence Committee. He had explained during his testimony that he had personally assured President Trump that he was not personally under investigation as part of this Russia probe. And what we have learned since that appearance is that the FBI and the special counsel have expanded that investigation that previously, as Comey said, was not targeting Trump, but now is looking and investigating Trump for possible obstruction. The special counsel is not just looking at what Comey faced when he was in the FBI job, but what other intelligence officials faced. And what you had in the case of the Director of National Intelligence, Daniel Coates.
There you go. You see, we're at the point of prosecuting a ham sandwich. Really, that's what this is all about. We're at that point with the president. They're that desperate. They want to prosecute a ham sandwich. It's a wonderful thing, actually, if you think about it, how desperate they have become. Next, let's see how desperate California and Jerry Brown, the other socialist totalitarian on the block. See, we had Obama for the country. Now we've got Jerry Brown, the totalitarian socialist communist in California. Let's see how this all plays out. In the next segment, we're going to be talking about the article that came out from Joel Kotkin about the downward slide, if you will, of California into communism. Oh, I keep thinking that word up. No, it's not that. It's socialism. I'm reading this article wrong. You know, I have this dyslexia. Sometimes when I see socialism, it translates into communism. Isn't that amazing? But communism still stays communist. I don't know what's wrong with my dyslexia. We'll be right back.
Heathen doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Paul at a21r.com is my email. And Numana, numana.com/agenda for all your prepper needs. Whatever you need to prepare, and you should be prepared. You know, it's kind of interesting. You're just a few days away from starvation, if you think about it, in some cases, if you're not prepared. So always be prepared in Numana Foods and their products. I use them. I have them. And in fact, you can break them out and cook with them if you want. And, you know, as the budget starts to get thin or something like that, you can use them that way, I guess. Okay, anyway, so this article came out, and I welcome Joel Kotkin. Joel Kotkin was a featured speaker at a conference that I sponsored back in 1993. He wrote the book called Tribes. Tribes is the book. And Tribes is an interesting book. It's an excellent book. It talked about how we're going to become more tribal in the future. That was 1993, and voila, we are tribal in the future. That's what's happened. That's what he did in and when he wrote that book. So now he's got an op-ed. Now, it's interesting. This is a I'm going to take this bit, and I posted it up. It's a Joel Pollack article where he has a large excerpt from Joel Kotkin's article from the Orange County Register. That's where it first appeared. And we have the link there at the bottom of the article to the Orange County Register. So you can look for this yourself. And let me tell you something about Joel Kotkin. He's a pretty good friend of the show. He's been on the show numerous times. He was he's over the years he's been on. And talk about the demographics of California, talk about the demographics of, you know, the United States and the world in various parts of the world. It's very, very fascinating. He does work all around the world studying the demographics of, now demographics would include, if you're in, let's say you're in Orange County, California. I'll just use that one. Number one, what's the racial, ethnic makeup of the population, okay? How many people are there? That's an important thing. What is the population of Orange County? And, you know, let's say he would research and come out and say, well, there's 3 billion people, 3 million with an M, that live in Orange County, California. and they say, okay, what's the primary business? Now, back in the day, it used to be aerospace. California was a primary business. Then you have small businesses, tons of small businesses. It would spin off from the major businesses. You'd have a lot of aerospace-related businesses back in the day. And, of course, when I was growing up, agriculture was huge in Orange County. Agriculture was huge. It was really the dominant industry for a long time. Of course, then you had the military because you had the Marine bases there. You had El Toro and you had the LTA, lighter than air. Yeah. If you ever go down to the Tustin, I think it's the Tustin Air Base. It's a Marine helicopter base, one of the largest in the world. And it's kind of interesting because the Marine helicopter base had these big hangars. And that's where they used to park the blimps, or dirigibles, as they called them back in the day. Yeah, they used to park them inside so they wouldn't be blown about and all that stuff. Yeah, that's how big the hangars are. So I'm sure you've seen those hangars before. Anyway, so you had those things would fit into the mix. And then they go through what's the education, how many people have college degrees, how many people have high school degrees, no degrees. You know, what is the age of the population? See, that's really important. What is the age of the population? And so he would come up with all these kind of calculations. And he'd do this, and he still does it. And he's considered in the world to be one of the finest. So I had him come and speak in 1993 about the demographics of what California was going to look like and the nation. And what was going to be some of the big impactors on the nation and California. And at the time, he came up with this stunning numbers. Stunning. It just blew everybody away. And still to this day, I have contact with some people who actually attended the conference. And they say that conference and the information that Joel Kotkin brought out was one of the single most important things that person learned in their lives in terms of understanding the California demographic shift and so on, now being exacerbated by Jerry Brown. So when you take a look at this, and what we did at the 1993 conference on tolerance is what it was. And because, you know, we were getting the influx of people from all around the world. I mean, we had Vietnamese, we had many people from South and Central America and coming in from Europe. And so on. So Orange County was becoming that assimilation melting pot, but it was also being influenced by those that want to divide. The multiculturalists were all over the schools. And so that was a big concern for me. So I asked him to step in so that we could kind of get this assimilation thing going on, right? And so he could give a demographic perspective, and he did. And it was some startling numbers from Central and South America. And you've probably heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again because it's so reflective of what's going on in California today. What he was predicting and what he was saying based upon his numbers from just Central and South America alone, not Mexico. He said that those that were age 16 and under, see, the population, 16 and under in Central and South America, was at a rate of 93 million. Oh, 93 million. That's interesting. I just thought of that. McAuliffe yesterday, 93 million people die a day. How silly of me. Okay, that's too coincidence. There's a coincidence going on there, isn't there? So he says 93 million a day. That's just hysterical. Wiki, are you listening? Anyway, maybe he listens to Agenda 21 Radio and he's heard this before. But I'm going to get back to Kotkin. 93 million people, and he was talking about that down in Central and South America, because this time it was the Colombia drug thing going on and the cartels were really wreaking havoc. He said, because of that, what's going on is that it's going to impact the United States, because the only place for these people to work and have freedom and security and education was the United States. There was no dependable governance going on down there because of all the cartels. So these people would push forward and come to the United States, and guess what? They've done that, and here they are. But along with that, the cartels have figured out how to be criminals, more criminals, on a bigger scale, and spread their criminality. This is me speaking. This is my editorial. Spreading their criminality in America, the United States. So here we are. Now, California, of course, has been aided and abetted by the criminal himself, Jerry Brown. Because, you see, he's part of that criminal cabal to bring in more illegals from Central and South America. And guess what? The demographic shift has been enormous. Now, oh, I'm sorry. One of the big things about demographics is linguistics. Now, those of you that don't know what linguistics about, it's not like tacos de lingua. Well, you're kind of close. Tongue taco. Ever heard of tongue taco? Linguistics of the tongue. No tongue taco here, baby. We're talking about foreign languages, language itself. And he said, by the way, that English is the predominant language in the United States of America, but look for impacts on English by Spanish. Spanish will continue to have an impact unless the education system demands people speak English. And that was 1993. By 1994, a proposition 227 in California passed. And that proposition said by the time somebody graduates from high school, they must be proficient in English. Just recently in 2016, Jerry Brown put through a proposition rescinding 227, meaning it's you can be proficient in what? Spanish. Stay with us. More to come on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. a21r.com. And Paul at a21r.com is my email, numana.com. Agenda for all of your prepper needs. Isn't that amazing? McAuliffe yesterday, talking about 93 million people a day die of gun violence. How whacked is that? It wasn't a good day for the Dems yesterday, for the totalitarians. It really wasn't. I mean, talk about stupid. Everybody has been, oh, here, you misspoke. Well, don't make an excuse for the guy. He went on and said a couple times, I mean, the guy's a moron, beyond moron. And that would be McAuliffe, governor of Virginia. And people were assailing him for lax gun laws in Virginia. It's not a lax gun law. It's called training of the brain. It's called inside in the membrane, inside in the brain, from one of the famous songs about drugs and being insane in the membrane. You know, because it's membranous around the brain. Meninges, they're called. Spinal tap, anybody? How many have had a spinal tap? Raise your hand. Boy, they are not pleasant. And there's this, I'm not going to get into the anatomy thing, but 93 million people a day, according to him, die because of gun violence. Which I find interesting. That was the same number that Joel Kotkin used back in 1993. See, 1993, the 9 and 3, what's that mean? I don't know. 9 and 3. There's some sort of symbolism there, I think. So, demographer Joel Kotkin has penned an op-ed in the Orange County Register warning that California is descending into socialism and, are you ready for this, one that is designed to protect rather than to expropriate its rich Silicon Valley elite. The article goes on. This is his abbreviation. I'm going to read his abbreviation because he's got the whole Joel Kotkin says. However, he warns if California follows the socialist model preferred by its wealthy liberal political class, it will have to expropriate the same elite to pay the cost, which fleeing middle-class families cannot afford. You see, one of the big problems, demographically speaking, now, I've kind of given you the Orange County assessment, extrapolate that out to all of California and even the nation. Right now, it's kind of contained in California. Don't want it to break out, Texas. Wake up, Texas. How socialist are you becoming? The purple state? Kotkin writes, it says, the new consensus is being pushed by, among others, hedge fund billionaire turned green patriarch Tom Steyer. Now, we had a little bit of tete-a-tete with Tom Steyer before, with the governor of Oregon and his girlfriend, the governor's girlfriend, because she was never the first old lady of Oregon. And Tom Steyer was feeding her money. And Katie Grimes brought this out. And then we started to find out more about what was going on with Tom Steyer and his money, the socialist elite that he is. And it turned out he was helping Jerry Brown to form a consortium of sorts with Castro, the Castro brothers, with the Mexican government, with California, Oregon, Washington, and Canada. Jerry Brown was doing that before. You know, this Chinese thing? This is not new territory to Jerry. Says the financier now insists that to reverse our worsening inequity, we must double down on environmental and land use regulations and make up for it by boosting subsidies for the struggling poor and middle class. This new progressive synthesis promises not upward mobility and independence, but rather the prospect of turning most Californians into tax slaves or dependent serfs. The road to serfdom, right here. Tom Steyer, you got your billions. Now you just want to make us all your bitches. Isn't that right, Tom? Combating climate change. Here we go. Of course, climate change is what caused all the problems at Oroville Dam, isn't it? Climate, we've got to combat that. Of course, it might help if we took out the ADMs from the dam and maybe wouldn't blow it up. Oh, no, we'll just let the water run over the top of the dam. Erode it that way. We'll do it that way. Oh, but we use those helpers, those little bombs we put in there, so ADMs. They'll help things out, huh, Tom? Do you see how these people are working together? This is sinister, ladies and gentlemen. Way sinister. With the unlikable Donald Trump playing his role as the devil incarnate, they intend to do this. In following with the line of reasoning, or with this line of reasoning, Bay Area officials and environmental activists are even proposing a campaign to promote meatless meals. It's Gaia meets Lent. Gaia, you know, this is earth worship, right? Gaia meets Lent. I wonder what he means by that. Does he mean something about the Pope? Lent? I don't know. Don't you just love it when thoughts come together? Joel, you know, I haven't talked to Joel in a long time. I didn't ask him to write this article. I didn't bring up Gaia to Joel, and I didn't bring up Lent or the Catholic Church or the Pope or any of that stuff. Or the encyclical. I didn't bring that up to him. Great minds think alike? Probably. It's Gaia meets Lent. Okay, we will reach out. That's a liberal term. We will reach out to Joel Koch and see if we can't get him on the show. And explain himself. He's got to explain himself on this one, don't you think? What does he mean by this Gaia meets Lent business? What is that? I don't know. Mother Gaia. It's Mother Gaia. I got to correct Joel. It's Mother Gaia meets Pope Francis. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website at agenda21radio.news.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, this final segment of the radio show. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, paul at a21r.com, and Numana for all your prepper survival needs. And also tax mediation services, 1-800-711-5095. Okay, I just can't leave today without hearing this one more time. Listen to this. Well, we can't listen to it until it's turned on. Here we go.
Lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. I mean, I've long talked about this. Background check, shutting down gun show loopholes. Yeah, that's
93 million Americans a day to gun violence. 93 million. That's the same number that Joel... You know, the problem is they all came up. This must be that 93 million. It's the Joel Kotkin 93 million that he was talking about in 1993. What is this 1993 business? 93, 93, 93. What is it? McAuliffe, of course, is taking the heat, as he should, making a stupid statement. Anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's a21r.com. Also, you can email me, paul at a21r.com. And thanks for listening. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.